下面是读经时间，今天要读经文出自希伯来书三章七到十四节。
Our scripture reading is coming from Hebrew chapter 3, verses 7 through 14.
下面让我们一起来读神的话语，先用中文，然后再英文。
Let's read in Chinese first, all together.
希伯来书三章七到十四节，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野若他发怒试探他的时候一样。在那里你们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷雾，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若想起初确信，坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Let's read all together Hebrew chapter 3, verses 7 through 14 in NIV translation. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. During the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with the generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if we hope firmly till the end, the confidence we had at first.
今天第二次向我们证道，题目是知道神的心意。
Our sermon was given by Brother Jerry. The title of the sermon is Knowing God's Ways.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless the words he's going to share with us today.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天是我们南湾高高兴兴、非常振奋的一天。
This is a wonderful day, and we have exciting news to share with you.
因为许多人也许都已经知道，或者是看到 bulletin 上面第二项所写的。
Maybe a lot of you will look at the announcement number two on your bulletin.
就好像善峰弟兄在谢牧师来这边interview 的时候跟我讲的。
Just like Brother Sanfeng was sharing with me when Pastor Xie is visiting us 2 weeks ago.
他说前一阵子来了一位谢牧师，可是神让他去了 Iowa.
We have a Pastor Xie, one Pastor Xie, and it turns out that he went to Iowa to serve the Lord.
希望神这次补给我们另外一位谢牧师。
And then I wouldn't say a replacement, as a substitute, Lord give us another Pastor Xie.
所以南湾教会快要从没有牧人的旷野时代进入神应许的丰富之地。
So we are about to enter the promised land as God promised in abundance after through all this several months of wilderness.
我很高兴今天在我们中间有好久没有回到我们中间的满素杰、孙燕昭。
We have brother they came back, they left this church, Su Jie and Yan Zhao, they came and visited us.
还有刚刚从中国回来的Ron Odette 弟兄。
And Ron just came back from China yesterday. Well, welcome him.
我们很高兴他们能够跟我们一起来分享这个大好的消息。
We're very happy that all of them can share this good news today with us.
所以我们现在要离开旷野进入丰富之地。
So we're going to leave the wilderness and we enter the promised land of abundance.
也就是说呢， 现在像我这种执事讲道、除法炼纲的日子快要过去了。
In other words, the sermon given by the deacons as pretty much an unorthodox way will be over soon.
所以请大家再忍耐片刻。
So I'd like to be everyone of you to be patient just a little bit more.
我要先声明一下啊，这次的讲题事实上在两三个月以前就已经定好了。
I want to make an announcement. The title of the sermon today actually was set up.A few months back already.
讲稿也写的大概60-70%.
And I already completed the sermons about 60-70% already.
但是因为有两位谢牧师先后来到我们中间讲道。
Because we had two pastors here coming to give out a sermon in the past weeks.
那讲道又是对我来说很痛苦的事情。
And as you probably don't know, it's a very painful experience for me to have a sermon over here.
所以我因为是管这个 scheduling, 所以我就有这个特权把他们我要讲到的日子都让给他们。
Since I'm the master planner, I was able to give out those podium to two pastors yet.
所以今天如果讲到的地方你有什么地方觉得是扎心或是痛心或甚至恶心的话。
If the sermon today is very uncomfortable to you or to a point to be heartbreaking,
台湾人说请你不要对号入座。
And I want to let you know, this is not aim at you. Because the title of the sermon has been set up 3 months ago already.
好，我们今天早上刚念的希伯来书第三章这段经文。
So as we read in Hebrew chapter 3, verses 7 through
14. 我想这是一个非常大家很多人都很熟悉的事情。
The background of this is a story every one of us are very familiar with.
就是民数记十三章摩西派十二个探子去窥探迦南地。
This is recorded in Numbers chapter 13, that Moses sent up 12 scouts to explore the land of Canaan.
40天以后，他们回来报告。
After 30 days of exploration, they came back for a report.
然后十个探子报的是坏消息。
Among 12 of them, 10 of them reported a very bad news.
所以大部分的百姓他们的心听了这个消息以后都 quote, 消化了。
Most of the Israelites, after they listened to the bad news, their heart dissolved and actually lose their hearts.
他们就向神发怨言。
They grumble against God.
然后大家说我们要拿石头打死这两个报好消息 的探子。
And they even threatened they want to cast a stone on the two scouts that reported the good news.
记不记得这两个好的探子他们的名字是什么
?You remember the name of the two scouts that reported the good news?
耶稣雅。
Joshua。
第二个是什么
?Caleb。
加勒。
Caleb。
所以神大大的发怒。
So, our Lord is very, very angry.
处罚以色列人在旷野漂流40年。
And upon Israel to wander in the desert for 40 years.
这个故事，我想很多小朋友在楼下只要他来教会有一段时间，他们都知道。
I think most of the children they all know about this story.
当然，我自己也很清楚。
I know this story very well too.
可是等到讲到的时候，我就很好奇。
But after I'm trying to meditate on the topic, and I become very curious.
我说为什么这十个千挑万选的精英大陆叫尖子是吧
And this 10 scouts was among the best of the best from the Israelites.
为什么会这么没有用这么胆小
How come they are so discouraged with the things they see in Canaan?
既然是做领袖的人为什么会堕落到这样的程度
They are so-called leaders. How can they be so degenerated to an extent?
另外一个我在思考的就是为什么神要这样处罚一整代的人
And the other thing I was trying to meditate is why God want to punish all the Israel on their accounts?
为什么这只有十个人的小信或者是不信要造成以色列人200多万人需要在这个沙漠里面流浪40年。
The low belief or disbelief of the 10 people will result a drifting in the desert for the entire nation.
而且要等到第一代那些人全部死在旷野里面。
And they have to wait until the first generation all passed away.
神才让他们进到迦南地。
Only when the Israel can enter the land of Canaan.
所以看起来好像神的处罚似乎太严厉了。
So would you think God's punishment is a little bit of severe and really harsh?
所以今天的讲道, 我想帮助弟兄姐妹也帮助自己来解答这些问题。
So the passage today and my message is trying to answer all these questions.
今天讲到题目, 我选了 Knowing God's Ways, 翻译应该是认识神的作为。
I choose the topic of 认识神的作为, Knowing God's Way, as the topic today.
让我们一起再看第十节, 刚刚念过的。
Let's read together verses 10 together.
因为神自己说, 所以我厌烦那世代的人, 说他们的心里常常糊涂, 常常迷糊, 竟不晓得我的作为, 我就在怒中起誓说, 他们断不可进入我的安息。
As recorded in verses 10, this is why I was angry with the generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
所以我想这两节指出以色列人堕落的最重要的原因。
So this pointed out the reason why the Israel become degenerated.
中文圣经和合本用心里常常迷糊这个字来形容。
In the Chinese version, it says they are always being bewildered.
这中文听起来好像还不是很严重的事情，心里迷迷糊糊的。
In Chinese, that may not be very severe account to their behavior.
但是你看好几本英文圣经的翻译，他们就是用的字就比较强烈。
If you look at other translations, and then it's a very severe account to what they did.
King James 说 they do always err in their heart, 就是他们的心里常常出错误。
They do always err in their hearts, as translated in KJV.
NIV里面写, they always go astray in their heart. 他们的心里常常走迷。
As Jerry said in NIV translation, they always go astray in their hearts.
为什么会这样?
Why did they do this?
这12个探子都是各族里面挑出来的，做首领或做族长。
The 12 scouts are the best of the best. They are the leaders of their tribes.
是62万20岁以上的男人可以打仗里面挑出来最优秀的。
They are the best selected through 320,000 young men above 20 years old.
体力最好，灵命也应该是够好的。
They are physically fit, and they have very good spirituality.
而且他们全部看过神怎样在埃及降下十个灾难。
And they all witnessed the 10 plague that God has sent down from heaven to Egypt.
他们也看到红海怎么样的分开，为200万的以色列人分开。
They also witnessed the Red Sea being divided and let the Israel pass the Red Sea.
200万人过去以后，这个红海把法老的追兵全部吞噬掉。
And then the Red Sea devoured all the army that chasing up the Israelites.
刚进旷野的时候，他们也见过摩西打的磐石，磐石就出水给他们喝。
And they all witnessed the water coming out from the rock.
然后他们可能当天早上。 在这个complaint 当天早上还在吃天上掉下来神给他们的玛纳。
While they are complaining during the day, they still have the manna coming from down from heaven.
我们也看到这12个探子，他们有共同的看见。
They are all the 12 scouts. They all have the same vision.
他们都说这果然是神所应许的流奶跟蜜的地方。
Canaan indeed is a land of milk and honey.
但是为什么只有两个探子有那个信心呢?
But how come there's only two out of the 12 scouts have such a great faith?
而且最可怕的是那种悲观不信的心态。
And the most dreadful is the negative attitude and the mindset of disbelief.
不要几个小时就传到200万的百姓身上。
Within a short moment, that become contagious and affect all the 2 million Israelites, just like the plague.
啊，真是比瘟疫还要可怕。
This is actually worse than the plague.
我们也看到这些百姓，他们绝大部分也都见识过这些神迹。
And most of Israel had already witnessed all the miracles from the Lord.
看到神为他们所做的各种神迹奇事。
And they all witnessed the miracles and the promise from the Lord.
但是他们仍然选择去不信神的应许。
But they still choose not to believe God's promise.
不信神能够带领他们打败这些高大的迦南人，把地抢过来。
They choose not to believe that God will help them to defeat the people in Canaan.
为什么他们会堕落到这个程度？
So how can they become so degenerate?
圣经说，因为他们心里迷糊，不晓得，也不 care， 也不记得。以至于到最后，他们藐视神一切的作为。
The Bible says their hearts are going astray, and they have not known God's way. Doesn't know, doesn't remember, and even to a point that belittle God's ways.
我教书教了二十多年。
I've been teaching for 20 years.
有一种学生我最恨。
There's one type of student that I dislike the most.
巴不得我有那个权利跟机会把他们死当。
I was hoping that I can give them the F.
这种人就是平常不来上课。
This type of student are the one that doesn't come to the class.
或者是上课呢，人在心不在。
Or they have become so absent-minded with thinking something else when they're in class.
考试考出来了，他不会。
When they're giving an exam, they don't know what to do.
还要跑到你 office 来跟你 complain 说你上课没讲过。
And they will grumble to me is that you didn't even cover that subject.
你说我不当这种人当谁啊？
So what can I do other than give them the F? Great.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们从这个故事里面，我们需要看到三点的提醒。
So there are three things I want to remind every one of us.
第一个，
the first one.
这段经文虽然是起因于十个领袖的跌倒。
The passage that we read is coming from the fall of the ten leaders.
但这些事实上跟我们息息相关。
But they actually have very closely related to every one of us.
因为我们也常常在小的事情上面跟他们一样的跌倒。
Because we always fall, tremble on little things.
而且我们都是领袖。
And also we are all leaders in the church.
弟兄们在家里面是一家的头。
Brothers are the head of their household.
但是姐妹们是主要负责家中教养子女的领袖。
And sisters are the leaders of nursing their children.
不管弟兄或姐妹，你在教会的服事里面，你可能担任不同位置的领袖。
No matter what position you are holding in this church, you're all leaders.
你或是团契的小组长。
You could be a coordinator leaders for a small group.
或是你主日学里面的老师。
Or you're the teachers in a Sunday school.
甚至你是割草队的。
Maybe you are the leaders of the lawn mowing.
或者是打扫清洁的。
Or the house cleaning.
你的灵命一定会影响到你的服事。
Your spirituality will definitely influence people around you.
你服事的工作果效一定会影响到教会其他的人。
The effectiveness of your service to the Lord in this church will definitely influence other people too.
假如我们的草没有割，假如我们的地没有息，今天来就不是这么干净。
If we didn't do the thing that we're doing, then the church would be not as clean as you would see today.
所以我们每一个人都是在家里或在教会里面是不同的领袖。
So every one of us, no matter what position you're holding, you are leader in your own household or you're leaders in this church.
神也告诉我们，你要在小事上面忠心，神才会把大事交给你。
And God has told us that you can, as long as you can trust with a very little thing, then you can trust things much.
第二点提醒。
The second reminder is,
真正的信心不是建立在过去的神迹奇事上面。
The true faith is not established on the miracles that God had demonstrated in the past.
乃是经历神的作为，并且牢牢地记住这个神是又真又活的神。
But to experience God's deed lively and also remember that God is a true God and is a living God.
神要我们靠着圣经去传耶稣。
Lord want us to proclaim Jesus through the Bible.
不是靠你到处去行神迹奇事。
It's not to demonstrate miracles.
否则我们也不需要那么多的传教士到蛮荒的地方去。
If it depends on miracle, then we don't need to send a missionary to people in faraway land.
第三点提醒。
The third reminder.
天天在教会里面长大的人，不见得信心站立得稳。
People that have been born in the church and been staying in the church, it doesn't necessarily mean they're staying firm in their faith.
因为这十个探子和大部分发牢骚的以色列人。
And just like this story we are reading, the ten scouts, just like the remaining of the grumbling Israelites.
他们所见识到的第一手的神迹奇事，比圣经中任何时代的信徒都要多。
The ten scouts has witnessed so many miracles, and even more than the other Israelites in the same generation.
所以他们所受到的惩罚也最严重。
And the punishment they receive is also more severe than other people.
40年漂流旷野，等到这一代全部倒下。
They have to be drifting in the wilderness for 40 years until they all passed away.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要怎么样才能够认识神的作为呢？
So how can we do that we can understand and recognize God's ways?
我们碰到困难跟试炼的时候，怎么样才能够不像这些报恶信的探子呢？
When we come across and being challenging with difficulty and times, and what can we do so we will not be like the ten scouts.
第一，我觉得我们要在生活的细节里面注意留心神给你的指引和预备。
First thing I want to remind you is through all your daily details, we need to be mindful of God's provision and God's guidance.
不是光听别人的见证，因为那是二手货。
Not just listen to the testimony from other people, because that is other people's experience, not your own.
我不是说听见证不好，但是你要有自己的经历。
I'm not saying that to listen other testimony is not good, but you should have your own testimony.
更不是迷迷糊糊过日子，什么神的作为都不注意。
But also not that living a light without a consideration of God's deeds.
使徒行传十七章二十七节这么说。
In Acts chapter 17:27, it says,
其实神离我们个人不远。这保罗说的啊，保罗对雅典人说的。
He is not far from each one of us.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
For in him we live and move and have our own being.
因为我们所侍奉的是一位真的活神。
The Lord we serve is a true and living God.
所以如果你仔细的去观察，他就在你的身边。
If you carefully examine around you, that you know that He is next to you.
我过去三个礼拜在这方面有很真实的经历。
In the past 3 weeks, I have a real experience in this matter.
过去三个礼拜，除了上礼拜休假啊。前面两个礼拜，那真的是我人生过去十年，可以说过去十年里面最忙的两个礼拜。
Other than this past week that I was on vacation, the two weeks before is really the most busiest period of time in my life.
因为我要教两门课。
Because I need to teach 2 classes.
这两门课以前不会在一起，但是今年时间改变，他们有一些重叠。
And due to the time change, those 2 classes somehow they have some overlapping.
所以有三天里面我要教8个钟头。
So within 3 days, I have to teach 2 classes for 8 hours.
吴慧君还在台湾。
And my wife's still back in Taiwan.
所以我那时候我的精神跟我的这个注意力就放在三件事上面。
So I can only pay attention to 3 things back then.
这两门课占了2/3。
And the 2 classes about 2/3.
另外1/3就是这个聘牧的事情。
And 1/3 is about the pastor's search.
所以那两个礼拜里面，我大概只煮了3顿还4顿。
So I can only prepare about three to four meals for my children.
所以我们家常常到 Martin 去吃这个
沙拉。
So we'll visit Martin very often.
而且很奇怪，那个礼拜啊，就有好多人要到我们家来住。
And for some reason, it just get worse. So many people come to my house as visitors or guests.
啊，我们家就好像旅馆，每两天就有人进进出出。
My house is like hotel. Every 2 days, there are change of people staying in my house.
啊，像第一个礼拜有这个香港的教授全家来我们家，因为他们要来看 Notre Dame.
The first week is a professor from Hong Kong. They come and visit Notre Dame.
啊，礼拜五的 Eric Chen 要住进来。
And on Friday, Eric will have to stay in my house.
礼拜天那个 Deborah 要回来。
And then Sunday, Deborah's coming back home.
啊，然后那个礼拜天还有个那个亚特兰大长老。来，对不对？你们都看到了。
And then on Sunday, the elder from Atlanta will come and visit me.
很奇怪，就是好多人忽然打电话来，又推不掉，这些都是好朋友啊。
And for some reason, that week just become a very busy week for me. No, for some reason.
很奇怪，就是很多的 distraction.
A lot of distraction for the thing that I have to do.
啊，但是很奇怪，我在教的第一次教八个钟头这样站下来。
But amazingly, after I teach for 8 hours in that day,
我原以为说到了下午，我的脑筋大概会错乱，两堂课会插在一起。
And I was think I will, my mind will completely bewildered after 8 hours of class.
那感谢主，
Thanks、
我不晓得为什么，
Lord.
我的学生，特别是这是 Chicago EMBA 最难教、最挑剔的一。
And my student coming from they are from Chicago Executive MBA program.
竟然能够待到5:15，照原计划待到5:15，还没有这个那个沸腾的样子。
And they can stay until like 5:15, and they're still staying calm in my class.
礼拜五下午也是这个样子。
And Friday afternoon, same thing. Even though they have to go back.
他们已经在这边待了一整个礼拜，
because、
所以我上的是最后一天的最后下午那堂课。
They've been here for the whole week, and this is the last class of the whole week, and special on Friday.
那我就知道这不是我自己的力气。
And I know that this is not something that I can do by myself.
这是从神来的。
This is a blessing from the Lord that gave me the strength.
在我上第一堂 EMBA 的课之前，礼拜二晚上。
The night before my first EMBA class,
我正在整理我第二天的那个要准备的给他们的 hangout.
I was preparing the hangout for the students.
才看到说哇，有一个 hangout 怎么全部都是偶数，这是 even number 的这个 print 出来，这单数全部没印。
And I find out all the handouts only have the even number, all the odd pages they're all missing.
所以那时候好像已经晚上9:00多了。
And that's about 9:00 p.m.
我那时候就有两个反应。
And I have two responses.
第一个，我心里面一开始说，主啊，你知道我这么忙，你为什么还给我出这样的状况
？And my first thing is, Lord, why did you give me this such a trouble in this difficult time of my life?
因为那个 hangout 是我在两个礼拜之前就已经先准备好了。
Because I prepared a hangout 2 weeks ago.
但是我太 trust 那个 copy center, 我没有。印完了以后再仔细去校对。
I completely trust the copy center. They will not make any mistake at all.
但是马上我另外一个念头就进来说，你应该感谢主，让他让你发现。无意中发现。
The other thought that come to my mind right away is I should give thanks to the Lord that He let me know the very last minute that was a mistake.
否则第二天上第一堂课的时候你就出大笑话。
And then there will be a big joke at the first class.
所以我感谢主给我那个机会，哦，很偶然的，就拿包包出来，这样偶然贴到一看，其他哎，怎么奇怪，单数的都没印出来。
So give thanks to the Lord for helping me to find a mistake.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你要认真的来侍奉神
，If you serve the Lord sincerely,
你必会遭逢撒旦的搅扰。
You will definitely.Be a counter interference from Satan.
撒旦真的是很聪明啊。
Satan is pretty smart.
他是见缝就插针。
Then as soon as he sees there's opportunity, he will make the opportunity become a hindrance to your faith.
他会利用各样的机会，在教会里面做搅扰的工作。
He will take up any opportunity church open up from a small crack to a large crack.
也许是两个人讲话中间 communication 有一句话没听懂， 就很容易造成误会。
And maybe there's a disconnection in a conversation, and that will cause confusion and misunderstanding.
但是当你看到那个搅扰越强的时候
，But when you see the interference of Satan getting severe, more and more severe,
你就知道你已经离得胜不远了。
You know that you are very close to the victory.
好像人家说黎明之前是最黑暗的时刻。
Just like when people saying that it's always dark, very dark before the sunrise comes.
所以你被搅扰的时候，你要沉得靠主，沉得住气。
So when in your life when you're being interfered, you need to depend on the Lord to stand firm.
要忍耐。
Be patient.
但是要在困难里面仍然。看到你的标杆，朝着标杆直跑。
But continue to run to the goal, among all the difficulties.
我们当然要检讨自己在这些事情里面有没有错误。
Of course, we all have to examine any mistake we might have.
能不能在神的面前站立得住
？Can we stand firm, in front of God?
如果你的答案是肯定的
，If your answer is affirmative,
那你就只有把事情交给放在祷告里面，交给神。
Then you can only cast all these matters in a prayer.
让他去掌权。
Let God reign the whole matters.
因为约翰一书这么说。
Because John chapter 1 says,
在我们里面的神比在世界的撒旦更大。
The Lord in our heart is greater than the Satan in the world.
所以撒旦虽然会搅扰，但是你靠主一定得胜。
Even though Satan will interfere our life and things we want to do, but if we depending on the Lord, that we can win.
如果我们要察觉神的作为
，If we want to discover,
除了在我们生活的细节里面去观察以外
，other than that, we can observing through our daily the details in our daily life.
你也可以从南湾的历史来看
，We can also observe God's ways.In the history in MCCC,
来看神怎么样指引跟供应给这个教会。
That we will understand and know God's provisions and guidance in MCCC.
十年前赵牧师离开的时候
，When Pastor John Zhao left our church,
从97年底离开，98、99、20。3年我们没有牧师。
He left in 1997. For 3 years, we did not have a pastor in this church.
十年以后的今天。
And then 10 years today.
南湾不再是一个小 baby.
That we are no longer a baby.
南湾已经十几岁了，是一个 teenager， 有自己的 building 了。
The MCCC has already a 10 years of history.
所以我们花了不到一年的时间找到了新的牧师。
Then we spend less than a year to find a new pastor.
如果你看过去11个月
，But examine the past 11 months.
我们的人数跟奉献都没有减少。
Our number in congregants has not become less.
去年 Christmas 跟今年picnic 受浸的人数不减反增。
And the number that want to be baptized in Christmas and our summer picnic has not been reduced.
我们每个礼拜天的讲台没有间断过。
And our sermons and worship has not been discontinued, interrupted.
连我们最爱的每个礼拜天的午餐也没有吃垮。
And our lunch last meal has been continued pretty good.
所以谢谢弟兄姐妹的支持，我们现在的午餐奉献还是 positive。
And our lunch offering still stay in surplus.
希望中午你多吃一点，但也多奉献一点。
I'd like to encourage to come to a live lunch and also make your offering.
上礼拜天你们都看到我有朋友从加州来。
Last Sunday, you met a friend of mine that came from California.
他们在洛杉矶参加一个1500多人的中国教会。
They attend to a Chinese church about 1500 people.
但他却没有。小组的生活
，But they don't have a small group fellowship.
所以他们的小孩说：“我好羡慕你们的教会。
”And their kids are very become so envious about our church.
他说 ：“Because you know everyone, you know each other.
因为你们都认识每个人。 switch gear.
袁文弟兄搬到芝加哥，已经好几个月了。
And brother Yuan Wen had moved to Chicago for several months.
上大概三四个礼拜以前，他跟 Wendy 不是回来吗
？And they came back last week.
我说在那边教会怎么样
？And I was asking about their the condition at church.
他跟我说，我觉得南湾的主日学老师啊，很稳定。
And my impression is the Sunday school in MCC is so much better than the church that I went.
所以这个 program 呢，比我们芝加哥的教会更好。
The program is better than the one in Chicago's church.
我简直不敢相信我的耳朵。
I couldn't even believe what I just heard.
的确，我们没有 youth pastor， 我们也没有 children pastor.
Indeed, we don't have 年轻人的 pastor。跟小朋友 pastor，
但是我们也没有一个 youth pastor 需要管100多个 youth 这种情况。
But then we don't have a youth pastor; they have to manage 100 also teens.
我们看到冬天，我们还有一个隔壁的这个天使啊 ，Smith 老先生，他会常常过来帮我们铲雪。
In winter time, we have our good neighbor, Mr. Smith, come and do the snow plowing for our church.
所以刚刚看到这些神的供应。就让我想到《生命记》八章第四节。
And I can through all of this, I can see God's provision. That's just recorded in Deuteronomy 8:4.
神对以色列的百姓这么说。
Lord say to the Israelites.
这旷野漂流的40年。
Through this 40 years.
你的衣服没有穿破。
Your clothes didn't wear out.
你的脚也没有肿。
Your feet did not swell.
我们是不是这个样子
？Indeed, are we in the same condition as they are?
所以我很高兴听说有两位弟兄姐妹，他们要求他们来不及六月份受洗，他们要求秋天，在天气还好的时候要求受洗。
I was happy that the two brothers and sisters asked to be baptized this coming autumn, but not wait until next spring.
他们来到我们中间大概只有一年的时间。
They have came here, this church, less than a year.
他们从头到尾看到，我们怎么样这个走这条旷野的路。
They have witnessed, this 11 months our path in the wilderness.
我很奇怪，他们我连预计他们大概一看这个教会没什么，没有牧师，大概他们待不到三个礼拜就会走。
I was had an impression they may leave after 3 weeks without seeing a pastor in his church.
因为他们英文都很好。
Because the English quite is rather well.
他们也有小孩，所以我觉得他可能到English church 去会有更多的造就。
And they have their children, so they may go to other church.
哎，他们没走。
They did not leave. They did not go elsewhere.
反而愿意在这里信主，在这里受洗。
And they would choose to be baptized over here.
所以我们能够不对神的带领保守发出惊叹和赞美吗
？So can we not marvel and exclaim God's provision and guidance and praise God's guidance?
另外一件我们应该要做的事
，One other thing we all should do is
就是我们要常常存感恩的心。
We need a harbor a heart of thanksgiving.
我们要珍惜神所赐给我们的
Value the thing that God has given to us.
以至于我们能够保守我们的心，不至于变成刚硬。
So that we can keep our hearts and our hearts would not be hardened.
一个刚硬的心就好像水要结成冰，或者是冰要融成水。
A hardened heart is just like ice that a water that getting ready to become an ice. All the ice is about to melt in the water.
这都需要时间跟事件的累积。
They all need times and things matters to experience.
一个对神心存感激的人，心存敬畏的人。
A person who has a thankful heart and have a heart of reverence to the Lord.
他的心比较不容易被罪所迷惑。
And his heart would not be bewildered by sins.
以至于逐渐变成刚硬。
And then the heart will resulting being hardened.
什么是感恩呢
？What is giving thanks.
感恩就是注重你所自己已经有的，而不是注重自己所没有的。
Giving thanks is to value the things you have, but not to pay attention to things you don't have.
啊，我女儿 Debra 点名了啊。
My daughter Debra
刚刚去了 Kenya 乡下。
Went to the countryside in Kenya for 8 weeks.
八个礼拜，离乡背景才知道家的可贵。
After she went so far away from home, and then she would start realize the sweetness of home.
七月十九号，她从肯亚飞到法国，再飞到 Cincinnati 的机场。
After landed in Cincinnati in on July 19th.
进到美国。
Entering to the customer.
海关人员看看他的护照说 ，Welcome back.
And the customer said to her, "Welcome back."
他在 email 里面写给我们说，他感觉到他是整个机场里面最快乐的美国人。
Through email, she said, "I'm the most happy person in the entire airport."
我们商学院有一个同事，他已经离开十多年了。到别的学校去了。
I have a colleague in my business college.
但是人们都只记得他一件事。
He had led the college for 10 years. People remember one thing.
他当年在南湾的时候，他抽奖呢，不晓得参加什么抽奖，抽到一部全新的福特的小轿车。
He won a drawing a brand new Ford passenger car.
但是呢，每当人家一说啊 ，How lucky you are!
And when people say how lucky he is.
他就说：“我多么讨厌那个车的颜色。”
He always complained about the color of the car.
啊，这就让我回想到今年我回到台湾去旅游。
And that reminded me one thing when I went back to Taiwan for a visit.
啊，在花莲有一个很漂亮的景点。
And there was a very good visiting point in 花莲。
他们有一个仿这个法国式的花园。
There was a garden that mimicking the design in France.
然后花园里面摆了很多大理石的雕像。
There was a lot of carving statue in the garden.
每个雕像代表台湾当年到台湾来的14个不同的民族，包括很多的山地民族。
And one of those carving statue, it represents one tribe that came to Taiwan.
汉人里面还有福老人，还有客家人，还有平埔族等等，我都搞不清楚。
All different kind of tribe that came to Taiwan long times ago.
然后花园的后面是餐厅。
On the back of the garden is a restaurant.
所以我们看了那些漂亮的雕像，然后走到餐厅准备吃饭。
When we enter the restaurant, ready for our meals.
餐厅的旁边，通常很多中国的饭馆都喜欢放两个石头狮子，是吧
？And then most of the Chinese restaurant they would like to have a carved a lion on both sides of the door.
他们也有两个雕像。
And they have two carving statues too.
一个是这样子的人。
One was just like what Jerry showed.
一个是这样子的。
And the other was the one that blocked the ears.
然后下面写的不满足。
And then it was a tribe of dissatisfaction.
不满的那一族就跟中国话讲不满足。
It's very difficult to translate in English, but it's a tribe. It is mimic the sound in Chinese as a tribe of dissatisfaction.
所以一个不懂感恩的人
，a person who doesn't know how to give thanks，
他的注意力是放在这个不满足的东西上。
He will continue to put his attention on the things that is unsatisfied.
就像我记得我小时候那时候还不信主啦。
Now when I was young, I was not a Christian yet.
小时候到这个南投中心新村去找朋友
，and I went to a little town to visit my friend.
然后这个 host family 就带我们去游览那边最有名的某某禅寺啊，这个庙。
And then I went visit a temple.
然后他们家的老大跟我年纪差了一岁。
And the friend is 1 year older than me.
我们一进到那个庙就看到一个很大的鼓跟一个很大的钟。
And after we entered the temple, was a big drum and a big bell on inside the temple.
那鼓的旁边放了一根很长的竹竿，靠在墙上面。
And it was a big long bamboo stick right leaning against the wall.
那我那个朋友那个小孩就猛盯着那个
竹竿看。
And,
蠢蠢欲动。
My friend was just observing that stick, just ready to do some action.
他妈妈马上看到就是说，阿丸呐、啊，就是阿元呐、啊，你不要去动那个东西哦。
And, my friend's mom warned him not to touch that stick at all.
啊，那个鼓很高很高的。
The drum was hanging from the ceiling, very, very, high on the ceiling.
然后我们正殿看完了，就到旁边的那个副殿，走到后面去看旁边的副殿。
And after we see the main temple, we went to, the side temple.
然后就听到咚一声。
And we heard some, drum beating.
果然是我那个朋友。
It was indeed my friend that he took
the stick and hit the drum.
All the monks all come and showing up to see what happened.
你看今天很多的小孩子。
A lot of children, in this age.
你跟他说什么都可以玩，这个不要碰。
If you tell them not, you can do everything but not that.
下场是什么？
And the outcome is always what you.
他一定要碰。
He will definitely do it.
这就是罪。
And this is sin.
再看看亚当跟夏娃。
Just look at, Adam and Eve.
神跟他们讲说，伊甸园里面这么多的果子，你可以随意吃，
Lord,
什么都可以吃。
Lord, tell them that you can eat all the fruits in all the trees.
唯独什么果子不可以吃
？Except,
啊，生命树是啊，生命树是啊，错了，分别善恶的树的果子。
It's a tree that in the middle of the garden that will tell the difference between good and evil.
你看，所以干什么？结果怎么样
？And then the outcome is
什么都可以吃，就那个不可吃。然后亚当跟夏娃就偏偏的要去吃那个不可吃。
God told them not to eat the tree in the middle of the garden, but indeed they chose to eat to take the fruit of that from that tree.
所以我们看第十三节啊，刚刚念过第十三节。
Let's look at verse.13
说被罪迷惑心就刚硬了。
So 13 says, as recorded, that, hardened by the sin's deceitness.
对，有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬。
And then hardened, the heart will be hardened by the sin's, deceitness.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
生命记八章十八节这么说。
In Deuteronomy 8:18 it says,
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的。
Remember your Lord, for it is who gave you the ability to produce wealth.
你以为你有脑力，有体力，可以干活，可以赚钱。
You are always depends on your strength and your wisdom to win wealth.
没错，那是你努力的成果。
Because of course it's all from your own effort.
我们基督徒要比非基督徒更努力。
Then and Christian need to work harder than non-Christian.
因为你礼拜天要来教会啊，还有团契，对不对
？Because you need to come to the worship the Lord on Sunday, and then you also have weekend fellowship.
但是别忘了是谁给你那个力气。
But don't forget, who gave you the strength and the wisdom.
那是从神而来的。
This is all the gift from the Lord.
所以我每个礼拜天下午打完篮球以后。
So every Sunday after I finish playing basketball.
我走出这个体育场我就感谢主。
After I, came out of the gym.
给我这个机会我还可以打得动。
I give thanks to the Lord, I can still play basketball at this age.
因为我们中间确实有些弟兄真的是伤的伤，老的老啊。
As you probably know, a lot of us have been either injured or become so old that we can play anymore.
想打都打不动了。
Even though we like to play, but we just can't, just like this one.
穆天来了以后，我也有这种感觉了。
And Brother Mu Tian came here, and I have that. Suddenly, I have that feeling.
同样的，我们侍奉神也应该有这样正确的态度。
And indeed, serving the Lord, we need to have the right mindset and attitude.
这么多年来，我看到很多很多的弟兄姐妹，在教会里面或在冬令会或在其他的地方。
I have seen many brothers and sisters who have been serving the Lord, faithfully.
可能包括我自己在内。
Including myself.
我们在侍奉的时候，好像有了一点成就。
After serving the Lord, we sometimes feel that we have some accomplishment.
我们不知不觉当中，我们就开始觉得骄傲起来。
And then sometimes we have a little bit of pride building inside of us.
就开始 boasting.
And then you become a little bit boastful.
但是我们应该有这样正确的态度。
But we should have this right attitude.
神什么都有，不缺你一个工人。
God have everything. He doesn't need he doesn't lack one of us.
但是如果神要你侍奉，你要抓紧这个机会。
But as soon as God gives you the opportunity to serve the Lord, we need to take hold this opportunity.
因为好不容易你才有这个机会来跟神同工。
Because it's such a pressure and privilege to serve the Lord.
你只有跟他同工的时候，你才能够经历到他的奇妙。
Only you work with the Lord and serving the Lord together, you can experience His wonderful ways in your life.
2个礼拜以前，谢牧师来我们这里 interview。
2 weeks ago, as you know, Pastor Shea came here for an interview.
他回去以后，我有一天在灵修的时候，我这样在想。
After he left, I had a daily devotion and things I meditate.
我说从5月23号接到他的申请书，一直到现在。
After receiving the application from Pastor Shea from May 23rd.
我和同工们花了多少的力气来联络。
Brother and sister spent so a lot of effort to communicate and work with the pastor.
讨论,
discussing.
Check references.
And a lot of people check in on the references.
然后他来的那四天，我们花了多少的力气，用多大的热情来接待他们？
And all the stays that we accommodate pastor's family through all the family's efforts.
但是他们如果被神差遣到 Houston Church.
If God chose to send His servant to other church,
或是比我们还可怜，更缺乏牧人的地方,
sending to other church, they need the pastor more dearly than us.
我们是不是要从又换一个 candidate, 要重新开始?
And then we're going to start it all over again with a new candidate.
我说主啊,
and I said to Lord, Oh Lord,
我跑得很累,
I'm so tired.
我相信执事同工们也很累。
And I believe the deacons and all the co-workers were all getting exhausted.
我们真的没有力气，没有那个劲儿再重。
We really don't have strength and energy to start it over again.
主给我一个感动。
But God had touched me.
这是他的教会。
This is His church.
我们是侍奉他的仆人。
We're here to serve Him.
主要我们做的就是在小事上面忠心。
What we need to do is work faithfully on things that even those are little.
他要我们做的就是把这个聘牧的过程能够尽心尽力地做好。
What he wants us to do is through the entire process of searching the pastors, we need to do everything as much as we can in every aspect.
但是这个结果如何？ 不是我们仆人该问的,
but the end result is nothing we can ask from the Lord.
也不是我们能够决定,
and there's nothing that can be decided by us.
假如主的意思是要我们重新开始,
if the Lord really wants us to start all over again,
主也会加给我们的力,足够的恩典跟力量。
He will add upon our weakness more blessing and strength.
2个礼拜以后的今天,
2 weeks later today,
我们看到神的恩典。
We're able to witness God's provision.
And strength,
His faithfulness.
And
then His dear love to MCCC.
弟兄姐妹们，我们能不能认识神奇妙的作为？
Brother and sister, can we recognize God's wonderful ways?
我请你们记下今天。
I want you all mark today's day.
因为我们不要忘掉今天。
Don't forget about today.
因为将来我们继续往前走的时候，一定还会碰到困难。
So when you're pressing forward, we will continue to encounter difficulties.
当你回想碰到困难的时候，请你回想我们过去这一年南湾是怎么样走过这条路的。
Then I want you to reflect how we overcome the difficulty through this 1 year period.
经文里面说，衣服不穿破，脚也没有肿。
The Bible says, your clothes did not wear out. and your feet did not swell.
我们真是这个样子。
We are just like this.
如果我们记住这个，我们的心就不会迷糊。
If we remember this, and our heart will not be bewildered.
如果我们的心不迷糊。
If our heart is not being bewildered,
我们就能够像刚刚所念的第三章第十四节，我们念的最后一节，我们一起看。
And then we
三章十四节。
Then we all turn to Bible, Hebrew chapter 13 and 14.
上面说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We shall come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
感谢神，加油弟兄带给我们这么美好的信息。确实我们有很多感恩的地方，尤其我们一起打篮球，还有另外一位那个年逾五十的弟兄，王金星弟兄，他昨天也非常感恩的跟我讲说，哎呀，他一星期锻炼这么一次就足够了，因为他需要剩下的六天来休息恢复。对，但是想的是用非常感恩的那个口气在讲，确实是能五十多岁还能像我们年，我也不太年轻了，像其他年轻人一样，能跑那么快，能还能上蹿下跳的那个抢球投球，真是不容易的事情。OK， 好。